The Czech Davis Cup team beat Romania 5-0 in Bucharest over the weekend to retain a spot in the competition's elite world group. In Friday's singles, the Czechs overcame the host without losing a set. When Radek Štěpánek beat Romania's Adrian Ungur 3-6, 2-6 and 0-6, while Czech number 1 Tomáš Berdych defeated Viktor Krivoj 3-6, 3-6 and 6-7. Tomáš Berdych had to overcome cramps in his legs in the third set, but was fit for Saturday's double, in which he and Radek Štěpánek scored the decisive third point, when they beat Marius Kopil and Horia Tecau 3-6, 6-3, 6-0 and 6-2. Radek Štěpánek spoke to the reporters for the Davis Cup website after the win.
That means definitely a lot for us players, for the whole country, for our fans, you know, to play, to stay in the world group, to have a chance. In last 2 years we've been twice very close to achieve our goal, which was to get the Davis Cup back to Czech Republic after many years. You know, it didn't happen, but we had two great runs, obviously, and we are happy that we secure our spot again in the world group, and we give ourselves a shot next year again.
Moving on to football now, Czech title holders Viktoria Plzeň last week began their Champions League campaign. In the first game of the competition's Group H, the West Bohemian club drew 1-1 with the Belarusian champions Bate Borisov in Prague on Wednesday. Plzeň went ahead in the first half at its time when the Slovak international Milan Bakoš converted a great pass from Petr Jiráček. However, the visitors equalized in the 69th minute when Bate's Brazilian striker Brennan Bressan nutmegged Plzeň's goalkeeper from just outside the box. Plzeň manager Pavel Vrba was happy with the point, but unhappy not to get three.
Je škoda, že jsme nevyhrali 1-0, protože jsme mohli být první. Ten zápas samozřejmě nebyl úplně nejpřesnější, ale
It's a pity we didn't win 1-0, because it would have put us a bit ahead. We made a number of mistakes in the game. You could see that both our team and Bate wanted to play safe, as it was our first game, and focus more on the defensive. I'll take one point, but I'm disappointed we didn't get three.
Ale to prostě asi v těch prvních utkáních bývá. Beru bod, ale jsem zklamaný, že nejsou tři.
The Czech champions landed a fine from the European governing body after their fans put up an offensive banner criticizing UEFA for not allowing Plzeň to play at their home stadium. Viktoria Plzeň will next play AC Milan in Italy on the 28th of September. Turning to the world of ice hockey, the top Czech hockey league kicked off on Sunday with a few days delay due to the Lokomotiv Jaroslavl plane crash disaster. The champions Třinec were disappointed in their first home game after they lost 3-1 to Kometa Brno. The visitors scored in the 6th minute. The title holders then failed to convert a series of power plays, only to equalize towards the end of the second period. In the third, however, Kometa produced two goals in just 34 seconds and won. The winning strike was the first top league goal for Kometa's 21-year-old rookie, Hinek Zohorna.
I think Tomáš Žižka shot the puck against the board behind the goal. It rebounded in front of the goal where I picked it up and just closed my eyes and shot it in. Of course, I'm happy. The first game is always tough. But we won. We got 3 points and it's great.
And finally, in the NHL, Jaromír Jágr left the Czech Republic for the US on Friday to join his new team, the Philadelphia Flyers. After the first training session, the 39-year-old Czech veteran, who won the Stanley Cup twice in his early days in the NHL, told reporters about his motivation for the upcoming season.
I'm not 21 to try to prove you something with my words. You just have to wait and see. You know, I can promise you one thing. I'm gonna give my best shot to play on a high level. Don't forget, at 39, I didn't come here just for money to impress myself. I'm not saying I'm going to be dominating, I'm not saying I'm going to play good, but I can promise I'm going to do all the right things to play.
For Jaromír Jágr, the NHL season starts on the 6th of October, when his team plays the Boston Bruins.